Senator Cantwell.
Thank you, Senator Schumer, Leader Schumer. Thank you, Senator Wyden. I'm good to be here with my colleague, Senator Van Hollen. Social Security is a contract between citizens and their government so they can retire with dignity. 1.4 million people in the state of Washington want that right of what they sacrificed and paid in to have that retirement. But what have they gotten out of the Trump administration? The Trump administration has taken many steps to undermine Social Security. First, cutting the workforce. Then trying to cut offices. Then coming up with a suggestion that you should re-register to even qualify for Social Security. Is that any way to meet the contractual obligation our government has to help people have a minimal amount of dignity in retirement? But no. Instead, this administration is trying to claim fraud. We heard the President of the United States go on and on at the State of the Union about fraud. Well, Mr. President, it is your billionaire cabinet and DOGE leader that are defrauding the American public from their right to retirement with Social Security. One of my constituents had the unfortunate mishap of being claimed dead. Literally, they said he was dead and should not get a Social Security check. Not only did he have to go back down to the office in Seattle to try to reclaim his check and stand in line for hours and hours, he found out that they had clawed back his previous Social Security checks from January and December. So why does my constituent have to live through what is just a barrage of DOGE people trying to claim fraud when he can't even get his own retirement? Mr. Johnson said the Social Security Administration needs more resources, not less resources. If you have a contractual obligation to give them their check that they paid into, then give it to them in a timely basis. And Secretary Lutnick's ridiculous idea that somehow that a senior, I guess he is so out of touch with the American people that he doesn't understand that people are depending on that for a lifeline. And yet he thinks they can wait months and months to find out, and he's helping empower an organization that is clawing back the checks out of people's bank accounts when they desperately need it for food and medicine. I hope this administration will pay attention to these obligations and understand that they are advocating for undermining of Social Security, undermining people who deserve the benefits, and undermining our obligation to help people retire with dignity.